is morning time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson Hill Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunge into your new day. God bless you. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and the benefits attached to life. There God be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, we come just as we are before the throne of mercy, having nothing to hide. We confess each and every of our sins before the throne of mercy. Father, please have mercy upon us and forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from every debt, every filth, and the pollution and contamination, defilement of every of our sins and iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. We therefore ask you to lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path, keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this very day in the name of Jesus. All of our undertakings, we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not in variance with your will and purpose for our life this very wonderful day in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, the Messiah prophet, chapter number 5. I will be reading verse number 13 and 14 this very morning. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. God bless you as we follow the readings. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are vanished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is episode number 7 on the topic, Getting It Right. Under this topic, the subtopic I am treating is the factors that enhance getting it right. The enhancement factors of getting it right. And under that factor, I am still on number one with many branches. Number one factor that I'm treating is knowledge or knowing factor. Knowledge or knowing factor. Look at our text. That verse number 13 put it expressly. Therefore, my people, these are the people of God. These are not pagans. These are not unbelievers. These are not the people that has nothing to do with the Lord God of Israel. These are the elect. These are the special people, the chosen people, the royal priesthood people, whom God in his own power have redeemed and purchased for himself those who he took delight in. They are the people the Bible is talking about here. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity. Why could the people of God go into captivity? The Bible did not keep quiet about it, because they have no knowledge. As simple as that. And the lack of knowledge will cause much more damage, like making even the honorable, not the ordinaries, not the average, the topmost people. Can you see? The people that matters, the people that matters, make them vanished. They are vanished. They are not nourished. They are malnourished. They are vanished. And he did not stop there. Apart from the honorable one being vanished, even the multitude had dried up. They are dried up. And because of this lack of knowledge, it allowed the hellfire. Hell now enlarged it, a cost beyond reasonable, beyond reasonable. Can you see? Beyond measure. It has allowed, enlarged. Many people are rushing down to destruction in hell. Many people have been perished. Why? Lack of knowledge. So it is very, very, you know, important. Even if I take the whole month talking about the knowledge, it's worth it. Knowledge is power. And under this subtopic, I've treated what to know. I'm treating what to know. Number one, I've talked about your identity. I've also talked about, you know, how to know, how to separate general consumption information from the private one, personal ones. So you must know how to separate them. Number two, I talked about knowing your limits, knowing your boundaries, know where to draw the line. Number four, by God's special grace, I talked about know how to keep secret. The Bible says, even from he that lies on your bosom, there are some things you keep away. You don't divulge everything. You don't just talk like parrot. You don't just, like my father and the Lord, Dr. Dick Olukoya, we said, you have mouth diarrhea. You don't just, you know, suffer mouth diarrhea at all times. You should be able to, you know, tame your tongue on some certain issues. And I also treated, number five, I've treated, know how to ask questions. Question like, what? How, when, where, and who? Ask God. Isaiah 45, the Bible, verse 11, the Bible says, concerning my handiwork, concerning my son, ask me questions. You must be able to ask God. And under that, I've talked about a bit about it in the last episode. But today, I'm moving on to another point that needed and worthy us knowing. And what is that? Is know how to guide. Know your weak point and know how to guide against your weak points. You know, there is no any man without a weakness or weaknesses on earth. You have your strong points and you also have your, you know, your weak points. As you have your strength, so also you have your weaknesses. You must know at all costs how to guide. You must be able to identify your weaknesses and know how to guide against them. I like to take the Bible reading from that Judges, Samson, to be our main example this very morning concerning this very point. Samson was a very powerful man, was a one-man army, a no-nonsense man, a man that the whole army of a nation cannot, you know, cannot confront headlong without him finishing them. Very powerful. One-man army. He was indeed. No army could withstand him during his day. But this man was unable to identify his weakness nor guide against it. And he was thereby finished. He was thereby destroyed. The enemy is that we are fighting. The devil is the one that doesn't play the game, doesn't fight by the rules, doesn't keep to the rules. He know how to beat, how to hit below the bent. He will hit you below your belt. You know, in boxing, it is a crime to hit below the belt. When you hit below the belt, you can be punished. Your point will be deducted. But when it comes to Satan, he is good in, you know, backstabbing. It's good in beating, I mean, hitting you below the bend, the belt. When you read chapter number 14 of Judges, you see there, because of time, I may not be able to read everything, but quickly, let's see chapter 14, verse number 15 and verse number to 17. Judges 15, the Bible says, and it came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. Have ye called us to take that we have? Is it not so? And Samson's wife wept before him and said, thou dost but hate me and loveth me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people, and hast not told me it, hast not told it me. And he said unto her, behold, I have not, behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother, and shall I tell it thee? Verse 17, and she wept before him the 7 days, while their feet lasted. And it came to pass on the seventh day that he told her, because she lay sore upon him. Can you see? Because of time, let me stop it there. That is Samson's weakness. Samson doesn't like seeing women crying. When women, when they persist, when they begin to mount pressure on him, as strong as he is, it will collapse like a water leaf. It will collapse like jellyfish that has no bone inside of him. Oh, why did I say that? This is just one occasion. Yes, good. Let's see chapter 16. And in chapter 16, let's see from, I think, verse 1. Let's see first from verse 1. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. Can you see? This is also the issue of women. Another woman, rather. So, see verse 2. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him, and they compassed him in, and lay wait for him all night in the gates of the city, and were quiet all night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gates of the city. Okay, because of time, I have to jump. Let me jump to verse number 15. So you see, there is another issue of another woman in Samson's life. Chapter 16, verse 15 says, and she said unto him, how can thou say, I love thee, when thy heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times and hast not told me wherein thy great power lies. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, and that he told her all his heart. Because of time, I won't be able to read further than that. Can you see? This is the case of Samson. The first one, the woman, you know, begin to cry. The second one, this one also begin to, you know, press her, Samson, beyond measure. Before you know it, Samson give in. He gave in to the pressure of women. So Samson doesn't like seeing women crying. He doesn't like seeing the love of his life, you know, be unhappy. He can give up his life for that. That is a very bad weakness. That is a very bad weakness. So you and I must be able to identify our weaknesses. And the weakness you don't deal with, we deal with you. No matter how skillful you are, the weakness you failed to deal with now, we deal with you later on. I may not be able to talk on two this very day, but let me expatiate on this very one, just one thing, because it's worth it. No matter what, if you are not disciplined, if you are not hard on your own weakness by yourself, you discover that whatever you have built for years, you can bring it, you can destroy it in one moment, just a moment, less than 1 minute, it can be destroyed. It can be destroyed. That is the reason why we must deal with every weakness in us. Let's look at the case of Achan in Joshua chapter number 6 and 7. That is chapter number 6 and 7. Achan has a weakness that he failed to deal with. He did not deal with it until the thing grown in him. And what was that weakness? Achan love to take what doesn't belong to him. Despite destruction, he steals. And he stole in Jericho that destroyed his entire lineage. His entire lineage was, you know, exterminated in one day. He was killed. The wife was killed, or the wife or the wives was killed. The children were killed as well. Can you see something? All because of what? Weakness. Weakness. The weakness he refused to identify nor dealt with. That weakness dealt with him. Destroy him out of Israel. He stole the accursed things that cost the people of God many lives. Can you see? God has to ask for his, you know, extermination outrightly from his people. How about in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, Ananias and Sapphira, they are very good liars as well, before they became born again. And when they born again, they did not deal with that aspect of it. Both husband and wife, they have to die the same day. The same day, all of them has to die. Imagine, husband and wife in one day. On top of what? On top of what belongs to them? Those inability to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. You see, 99.9% of the truth is still a lie somehow. It's still a lie. You see, until they were able to deal with it 100%, until you are able to deal with it 100%, nothing will happen. They were not able to deal with it 100%. So they have to die. What about Judas? The Bible talked about Judas being the one that is having the purse, the wallet in his hand. He was the treasurer. So he has been stealing money. According to that, I think Luke chapter 21, he has been stealing money from the purse. He didn't deal with it until the money in the purse doesn't enough. He has to sue his master for money. How about you? Talk to God this morning. Bow down your head. Talk to God. The Lord, please expose my weaknesses and help me to deal with them. The one that I don't know, as a matter of fact, you should be able to identify them by yourself. But you talk to God. God, is there any weakness in me that I've not yet discovered up to this day that devil can use against me to destroy me? Father, expose it. Expose it unto me, Lord, and help me to deal with them adequately. All my weaknesses, Father, I destroy them before they destroy me. Help me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me, Lord, to manage to destroy every form of weakness in me before they destroy me. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the email johnsonayojulius@gmail.com. You can also reach out through the number +233 202 749 915. You can reach out from WhatsApp or from Telegram, or you can call direct. God bless you. Exploit this very wonderful day in no ramifications, and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.